This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Oh my god.
You have the Jack podcast, and please. Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9. We've got some more guests in, Jacqueline.
We do. We have female comedians. My people.
Your peeps.
Yes.
We have Joanne Brookfield and Anna Piper Scott. Welcome.
Oh, round.
Wow.
Phone them in.
It's really bad that I reacted surprised to that.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that. What does that sound?
Oh. There you go.
Soak it in. Soak in the applause.
I'll save that in my brain for the next gig.
And just play it. We're going again. We're on loop.
Now, Joanne, you're yes. an author, a journalist and author.
Correct.
Of a new book called No Apologies. Now, what are you apologising for?
Oh, being a woman in this world, apparently.
Oh, don't apologise for that.
Well, actually, we're not apologising for that. That's the whole point of the book.
Hence the title, Dean.
Mm. Right. So it's women in comedy claiming their space, finding their voices and telling their stories.
Mm-hmm.
So how did this book come about?
Well, I have a background in comedy myself, so I work as a journalist, but I've also done stand-up for many years back in the day, and I suppose those two worlds of my areas kind of make sense coming together for my first book, and so I interviewed like 60 women in comedy, just talking about all different experiences about what it's like to be a woman in comedy. And obviously at the moment in the world where everyone's talking about how important it is for diversity and representation and the telling of stories and that kind of stuff. So that's a sort of a big angle in the book is, you know, how we as women find our voices.
Because some people do say that women aren't funny. Not me.
Mm. Oh, look out, you're outnumbered.
I know, yeah. Surrounded. That's why I lowered my voice there. I don't know why people didn't say that. How did they say that?
Yeah, that boggles the mind.
Doesn't it?
I think the easiest way to say that is just by not watching women do comedy.
Yeah.
I think that's how it starts. It's exactly. Like, I haven't seen any women, but I assume they're not good at it.
Yeah.
But if I think back, you know, back to the olden days, Carol Burnett, Bob Hope, which one of those was funny?
Lucille Ball. Yes, I love
Yeah, exactly.
Very
yeah,
funny.
No, women are funny.
No, and you're a huge Catherine Tate fan as well.
I do love you Catherine Tate.
Love a
and
funny
Amy
person.
Schumer, like her. Like Ellie Wong. I watched her the other day.
Yes.
Yes.
Very funny.
I like Jacqueline Midstead. Have you heard of her? She's hilarious.
Hello.
I have, actually.
Here I am.
I wonder if we have enough time in the show to list all the funny female comedians. We're going to run out of time if we list them all.
Yeah, Anna, you're funny as well.
Hour.
You've been doing stand-up for how many years now?
For a decade.
How decade?
Funny for years. Well, I mean, been funny for half of that.
Now, are you featured in the book or...?
Anna is one of my superstar interviewees in the book.
Ah.
One of the less famous ones, which is why I'm available for an interview.
Oh, stop it.
An emerging up-and-comer. Isn't that how you...
Yes, a future star.
That's it.
But to answer that question quite seriously, I saw Anna's show, Almost Lesbians, during last year's comedy festival and was thoroughly enamoured with the show and charmed by it. And I was like, well, she needs to be in the book. So that is why... She is one of the many women telling her story in No Apologies.
Yes, as is our producer Annie, who can't be with us because she's travelling the world.
Unfortunately for her, the poor darling, yes. How awful being overseas.
She's with her family though, so I'm like, I just couldn't do it. But
be with her family?
Oh, I actually love her family. Her mum cooks for me, it's great. But she's like, I'm going on holiday with my family. I'm like, that's my worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah, no, hold on. Being with the family with that and exit plan, that's a dangerous time.
Aeroplane, you're like, can I just get out? It's fine. But so you've written this awesome book, and for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, you are doing a live version with Anna as well.
Yes, so that's No Apologies, the chat show. So the idea was to sort of bring the book to life. I mean, obviously I can't have all 60 women on stage talking, but, you know, I've just got a selection of women from the book and we're just going to have some fun and talk about some of the issues in the book and, you know, if the audience want to ask some questions and that kind of stuff. And just, you know, one of the big things about the book for me is that it's part of a broader conversation the world's having right now about women and, you know, representation and all that kind of stuff. And so the idea of the live show is to create a platform so that conversation can continue and creating a series of live events around the book, using the women in the book to create opportunities for them to, one, just, you know, creating work for other women, but also, you know, these opportunities for these stories to continue to be told and this conversation to keep going.
That's great. So when you were doing comedy, did you have certain experiences that really you know, encouraged you or made you have to get these stories out as well. It would have been a lot harder back.
What was really interesting about doing the interviews is that in some ways a lot has changed, but yeah, in other ways you go, oh my God, so much of it is still, there's still the same kind of, yeah, I guess, some of the issues still persist, and that's why we need to, you know, work together as women to create this change that, you know, so we don't have, you know, questions still being asked about, you know, are women funny or, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, Anna's got a story in the book where she talks about being heckled for being trans, and it's like we need to, you know, just get to a point where that's not a thing that, you know, you know, that people aren't being sort of singled out for being different, that we have enough on our lineups, enough diversity that no one is singled out for being other and attacked for that reason.
Or at least if they do attack me, if they could be a bit more exciting and original about it.
Yeah.
Because the story was just, I was on stage and just this guy at the back of the room just shouts out, penis! And I'm like, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to do with that for 30 years. That's why I'm trying to raise money for surgery. But it's just, it's like just don't shout it at me. Like, give me a sentence to work with at least.
Yeah, and it's like, just call me anything except unfunny.
Yeah. And it's just, I also don't know why he shouts it out. Like, is it meant to be a shock to me? I'm like, I know I have one. You aren't spoiling it for anyone right now.
It's not my finale.
This isn't the twist ending. I'm not the crying game.
Oh, no.
It is horrendous that, yeah, there's, I really feel like in the industry that we're in, it is two steps forward, one step back, which is a great song. Because you do feel like, oh, this happened. This is great. Like, your MCs are asking what your pronouns are, things like that. But then something else will happen, and it's just like, oh, okay.
But I think what's really exciting about it, and that's one of the things I'm hoping that I get across in the book, is that we are creating change, and it's like the immediate, it's like radio, the immediacy of radio, the immediacy of stand-up. Something can happen in terms of a world event that morning, and that night comedians across the city can be talking about it. So it's an art form and a kind of a way of thinking that can respond very quickly to what's happening. And I think, you know, that's why certain people are in the book as well, because they're creating rooms and platforms and stuff, and they're responding to this need and actually doing the work of making that change. And, well, and that's what I'm wanting to celebrate in the book too, to remind people that it's not that hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that hard to, you know, book different people for your lineup or your radio show or whatever. You know, you just need to put a bit more thought into it.
Absolutely. If you look at the success that of Nanette with Hannah Gatsby has had recently, presenting a different type of female comedian to an American audience. And some people couldn't respond, they didn't respond very well to that. Some people were quite challenged by her material.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's on YouTube, there are clips of people, you know, critiquing whether she's funny or not.
Yeah, and so it's not for you. Can you just accept that not everything's for you? Like, even someone says, I don't find you funny, I'm like, but what has that got to do with me? Like, if you don't like, do you think I care and I need your opinion? I mean, I do, but like...
Yeah, I mean, well, I've had that happen. Like, I'll be performing to a whole audience and then one person is like, you're not funny. And it's like, the 99 other people in the room are laughing, so just ride it out until I get off stage.
Why are you so important? It's like, I can't hear you over the laughter and applause. I can't see you on my standing ovation.
I'm sorry everyone else is enjoying it. This one lone white man in the audience needs something tailored to him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I should be banned. Except for you.
Except for me. Oh, thank you. So the book, No Apologies. How do we get myself a copy of it?
Well, it will be in bookstores come the 1st of April.
Oh, that's exciting.
So you can pre-order it now online. If you want to poke around my Facebook page, all the links are on there. So that's Joanne Brookfield Comedy. But, yeah, across Australia and New Zealand, actually, the book's going to be available.
And you can buy it at the show as well, at the conversation?
Yes, you'll be able to do that too.
Yeah. And when's that happening?
That's on the 13th of April at the Malt House at the very respectable time at 4 p.m. It's a very book-friendly time of the day.
It is, actually. It's like a tea and scones and a bit of a book. Booking.
Look, sure, there's tea and scones. Some advertising claims may not be honoured, but...
No, you would have them at a cafe and run over.
Well, there's actually a good point. There is a cafe at the Malt House.
See?
And wine, so you can have...
You have me at wine.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Joanne Brookfield and Anna Piper Scott.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.